Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And as we speak, there is a program called Bayou Wild TV featuring a Tigers in the Wild episode that we call the Hackberry Grand Slam is airing right now on Fox 29, which is on HD channel 114 to 705, cable channel 11 and direct channel 29 in Southwest Louisiana. We take you live and direct where that feature was filmed and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. And Kirk, are y'all having a watch party in the dining room there?
Well, I'm watching it. I'm actually at home because it is pouring this morning here.
I see that on the radar.
Well, I just stayed at the house. You know, we don't have a lot going on at the lodge right now. Duck season ended, and just it's a weekend, so pretty much, you know, we don't fish right now. We're just busy doing maintenance around the lodge.
Well, listen, we want to thank you for hosting the taping of what we call the Hackberry Grand Slam. LSU star athlete Alex Milazzo, pitcher Cade Woods, came down there with us for a cast and blast, which is always a fun time down there. Tell me what your opinion of these two LSU athletes as far as hunters.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say they're two fine young men.
Absolutely.
They really are, and they definitely know what they're doing when they get in a duck blind and handling a gun. And, I mean, you know, I didn't personally hunt with them. Bobby, you know, my youngest brother, he hunted with them, and he just didn't have enough good to say about them. I mean, nothing but good. It was they knew how to handle a shotgun.
Yep, and really, as you mentioned, just some really fine young men, very respectful, courteous. I'm sure they were very safe out there in the blind, and we're going to be interested to see that and want to invite people to tune it in if they want to find out.
I just saw them miss a duck, though.
Yeah, there were some misses. You know, nobody ever misses ducks down there with you guys.
You're right.
Yeah, with some stunning footage, Chris LeCocq brought the drones out there, and he got up in the flock with some of the birds and the dog. What was that dog's name that was out there?
That was, golly, that's Guy's dog. I forgot her name. Mine's Peggy, but I forget what Guy's dog is because he got a new dog.
At least you remembered your brother's names, Guy and Bobby.
That's right.
At least you remember that. Then they went out fishing and had a good time. I tell you what, I really enjoyed that. And this is going to be a regular series each month. We'll take different LSU athletes. I'll tell you what followed it, and we're working on it right now. West and Whit Weeks, the linebacker brothers for LSU Tigers, went on a feral hog hunt right by Delcrum.
Okay. Well, cool.
So we're going to run that, I think, when they play Arkansas. Isn't those Razorbacks something like a feral hog?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a good thing. That'd be a good time to play that show.
Well, Kirk, I know you reined in right now, and I'm looking at the radar. It looks like it's going to be with you for a while. Give me a couple of suggestions if somebody's going to be fishing on the backside of this stuff.
Okay, now I talked to my neighbor yesterday. They two of them went out, Don Soba and his buddy, and they had a nice trip wade fishing. They caught, I think they said, 9 reds and had 8 or 10 trout, all, you know, 20-plus inch trout, you know. So they had a real good time. I know I talked to a guy. He was out with two buddies fishing yesterday, and he'd been out about 2 hours, had 5 reds, 4 flounder, and 3 trout in the boat.
Wow.
You know, and so there's some fish happening. You know, all this is artificial fishing right now. There's not much live bait available, and it's a good time to catch a big trout. Right now, if you want to catch a big trout on Calcasieu, you'll get in the water and wade, throw corkies on nice days, throw top water, and you can catch you a big one.
I suggest insulated waders for that.
Absolutely.
All right, Kirk, thanks so much for joining us, and also thanks for what you do, giving us reports on a timely basis. And if somebody wants to come down there in Hackberry and enjoy one of those grand slams like the boys did, tell them how to find you guys.
Okay. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com. And, Don, y'all do a great job. Have a great show, a great program on the radio, and it's always fun visiting with you guys.
Well, let me let you get back to the TV show, because I got this guy named Bobby who is phenomenal, man. He's a rock star. Check him
out.
Well,
I don't know about that. Oh, look, they just killed two pintail. I just saw two pintail fall.
Yep, they sure did. All right, Kirk. See you next time, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Don.
There he goes. Captain Kirk Stansel. We call him the Captain Kirk, our Captain Kirk. Check it out, BayouWildTV.com. You can even watch it on YouTube. You can do it right now if you like. Those will be called Tigers in the Wild features, and a lot more to come.